Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
So, Professor, I would want to start with a question that we have over here. I have 5 daughters, and 3 of them are in their teenage years, and most of the times, all of them are worried about how they look like. How can I, as a mother, make them understand that this external beauty is not something that matters, especially as Muslims? Well, that's a very important question put forward by a mother who has 5 daughters, mashallah, and then she's concerned about the attention they're paying to their external beauty.
So, yes, recalling what we've been seeing all along in the previous sessions and episodes is that apparent beauty is important, but it's not the whole thing. So we need to make our children understand that and what real beauty is, and to be able to, you know, present a role model for them in ourselves, showing off. I mean, if I'm as a mother going to, if a mother is going to show off her clothing and her ornaments and her jewelry, and she's going to provide that role model to them, then of course they are also going to be concerned with that, apparent features. Or they are being praised by others for their apparent features all the time.
All right.
And nobody's, asking them to behave in a nice manner or to do things which are important in life. So they're also going to feel the fact that they need to be dressed well all the time. Dressing well is good. Dressing in a good and tidy manner is good. Keeping,
but having your entire focus on that only is not good.
Yes. And of course, there's no need to say that, of course, in front of non-mahram people, you are not supposed to dress well all the time in a way that attracts them. And they get attracted to you. That's not also allowed. So that's the clear opinion of Islam about that. There's no doubt about it. But if you're going to be, you observe hijab, but then even then you show off things, then again it's not proper. So number one, we need to tell them about the commands of Allah in Islam, about wearing things, ornaments, jewelry, makeup. That is, of course, the red line that has to be followed. But beyond that, even dressing nicely in a very, glittering manner in front of other, even women folk, that's going to make them look at you and they praise you and you feel very good about that. That
All right.
is also something which is also going to consume so much of your time. It's going to consume so much of your energy in just getting attired for a party or whatever gathering to become look good and so what. The problem is that we need to make people realize that real beauty is in knowledge. Real beauty is in doing things good for others, doing things which will benefit them in this world and the hereafter, taking care of other people's needs, being compassionate about them, being able to empathize. These are good things and attributes which we as human beings have to have. So we should spend more time upon that. We are not providing ourselves the opportunity to go out into society and to take care of other people.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people so much in distress today, in problems economically, financially, living.
So our physical interaction practically is less.
Yes, we're always concerned about ourselves. If we start becoming concerned about other people and the difficult issues that they are facing and trying to take care of their needs, then we would be less concerned about ourselves. And if we're concerned about ourselves, then our focus should be on education, on books, on things. We should provide alternatives to our children that, look, everything is not clothing, everything is not makeup. There are so many
things. There are so many different things you can actually try. Professor, we'll talk more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Akhavi, and we are discussing a question, a concern of a mother who has five daughters, and three of them who are in the teenage are, their more attention, their more time goes in the attention towards the physical beauty, and the mother is concerned, and Professor Nakavi is helping us. So Professor, you came up with three important things. You said that first thing is that a mother should be looking at herself, what kind of environment she's providing or has provided. If she is giving importance to that ornament stuff, the beauty stuff, herself, she cannot expect her girls not to be doing that. Number two, you said that maybe someone outside the home is praising the girls and actually giving them more encouragement to do this particular thing, especially even if not outside practically, but there's social media that is actually highlighting these things, highlighting the concept of body image to be actually expressing yourself that way. And third thing, you said that engagement is less engagement in the other activities. So what kind of activities do you suggest to such mothers?
We need to make them realize that they need to give their children time in positive activities, in hobbies and habits which are going to be useful. For example, the most important thing which I think is important for a girl to grow up with is to be able to learn how to manage one's own household. Jihad al-mar'ati khusnu taba'ul. The jihad of a woman is not going out into the battlefield. The jihad is to manage her relationship with her husband and her family, to be able to manage home affairs in the house, to take care of the issues, and the most important is the upbringing of children. So our mothers should be teaching their daughters how to be good wives and how to be good mothers. And those the skills which are involved in that are very important. And if a person is able to do that, that is very important. Yes, no doubt, we're not against women working in various professions, especially those professions which are preferred for women to do. Sometimes you need to have women folk in affairs which men cannot deal with ladies.
All right.
Professions are important, but the first and foremost duty is to the management of the house. So this is what we should be teaching our children, our girls especially. Things which they can make them independent families and strong members of the society. Everything should not be left upon the husband, of course. And the other thing is that we need to make them care for others, look after others, because we know Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, she would pray for others before she would pray for our own children.
Exactly. And when she was asked by Imam Hassan alayhi salam, she said, neighbors are first and then comes home. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more about this with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Lakhavi, and we are actually discussing a concern, a question of a mother who is concerned about her teenage daughters who are giving more attention to their physical beauty. Well, Professor, you said a lot about this, and you gave us very important things like it should be looked out if someone is praising them. It should be looked out what kind of environment is in the family. It should be looked around. Are they having free time? And if they have free time, engage them in different activities, like make the social interaction more practical, make it more possible so that they actually get engaged into the world, that the world is beyond this fashion and all. So do you think one more concept lies behind this, that there's a misunderstanding of the concept of hijab?
Hijab, as I mentioned before, also it is the red line that has to be accepted and has to be followed. There's no doubt about that. So, I mean, the hijab, which is going to keep you modest, which is going to be in such a way that people are not looking up to you as objects which need to be, you know, looked at for the sake of attraction. Being attractive is not allowed. The most important thing is, yes, hijab teaches us to be modest, but again, for a girl, when she's going to grow up and become a wife, and she needs to manage her affairs with her husband in such a manner that the husband is not attracted by any other woman.
All right.
The problem is when a woman is married, she forgets how to keep attractive. She forgets now. She thinks, okay, I'm now married. It's okay with me. I'm
right.
Okay. I'm.
So it's a kind of a reverse process.
It should be continuous.
What should be starting after?
Continuously, she should be taking care of her attractiveness for her husband.
All right.
If she does not want her husband to be, you know, gazing off to other pastures, she should remain active in her marital life. That is a very important thing, and that has to be taught by our mothers. Unfortunately, that is not the case. You need to feel, you are not allowed as a girl, as a woman, to carry out makeup in front of others, but you must do so for your husband. Otherwise, if you cannot keep him to yourself, then he will. Then don't complain about things that you don't like, because
right.
You are becoming the cause of it. So yes, you need to take off your body, you need to take off your soul, you need to take off your clothing and attractiveness.
But you also need to take care of who you are showing off to. Yeah.
But
this is
for your husband, it is
right.
Necessary. So I'm not saying we need to understand the balance.
All right.
It's not that I'm saying nothing to be done. No, you need to be
doing things for your mahram.
For your mahram husband especially.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Professor, for making the things clear. So the conclusion is that you got to be seeing, if someone is praising them outside, you got to be seeing the environment you have provided at the home. You got to be seeing if they're getting encouraged outside, and you got to be engaging your daughters in different activities. And you got to actually make the concept of hijab much more clearer to them. Thank you so much, audiences, for listening to us. Stay tuned for more interesting episodes. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.